No.
Third time's a charm. Let's see if this works. So I was saying, can you hear me all right?
Yes, now I can. Yep.
All right. So I'm doing my best on you got my word that I'm doing my best on these transactions that I have to jump through at a me just the amount of hoops that I have to jump through and talk to on these reimbursements. The whole issue is that I can't get it solved until the equipment gets delivered, so I don't want to push anyone, but I'm sure at least you know that I'm doing my best by you, correct?
Yes,
Cool. All
absolutely.
right. It's a screwed up, horrific process to go through, but I have a question. So there's a rock drill that she sent me over. Are we adding this rock drill to the equipment?
That is part of it. Yes, she.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
There's one thing. Okay, this is kind of the I paid for that rock drill from the other company because I have more money in that account when the time came. So the wire she sent you, she changed the account number and the company name on it. So
Which company paid for this?
the second one she sent you, my other company paid for
Which
it. So
is
rather than send you
Rockford
the
Interiors?
Rockford Granite Interiors, yeah.
Okay, so let's. Do you have a pen handy and we can kind of walk through this step by step?
Well, I will in a second. Give me a minute.
Thanks.
Will they call and check verify that wire?
Let's walk through all the issues. Whatever you're saying to me, I'm not here. I'm not gonna.
I'm almost there. I gotta go. You got a second? Hey, I have to go out and finish this. I have to go. That is awesome. Good job. I've got to go out and finish this one phone call and then I'll be done, okay? Out to my truck. It's my week on.
Gotcha.
Right, so go ahead. I've got
Okay.
my.
No worries. So the first question I have, I'm going to go through step by step. So the equipment from Penghouse Stow Company Limited, the one that was the drill press and the wire saw, that was
Yep.
paid through Bangor, is that correct?
Whatever the wire said, yes.
Yeah, Bangor Savings Bank. Okay.
Yes.
So that's and that and the question they had was there was no total listed, but I'm assuming they just didn't charge any fees to you guys. So we need two things. Here's what we need. We need to match up the money coming. We need to show the money was paid. So for the Bangor savings, we need to have something that shows, or the underwriter needs to have something that shows that. Bear with me. Let's see. I need money that they cleared the bank. So I don't have your Bangor account though. So can you get me something that shows that that wire was cleared in your account, like a statement from Bangor, and I can match it up?
Yes.
Okay, and Bangor is that just another bank account you use? Because I have a different account for you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So get me proof, like just show me your banking history for that month, and I'll just circle it. For those two wires, the one for the 19,225, and I think the other one is for 20 grand, or I don't know, maybe they added fees because I couldn't tell if they could or not. So
Yes.
that's the first one. So the
Okay.
second one is this. We have you paid for the Penghouse Stone Limited for the wire. So the air drill is another item. Gotcha. Now I understand. Okay. That guy, you guys, when did the rock air drill get delivered?
With this stuff. It all came
Okay.
in the same container.
All came in the same container. Okay, just a third invoice. So which bank did you use to pay for that?
So I used the other company.
The Rockport Interiors, correct?
Yes. Right.
Cool.
And I sent you the wrong wire. Okay. I sent
Okay.
you the wire that says Rockport Granite and with the Rockport Granite account number, but it actually was the Rockport Granite Interiors that paid for it. Is that
Okay.
going to.
I'm just going to pretend. No. You definitely don't want to change any of those. No, it will cause huge issues. But I'm going to pretend I didn't see that email, and I'm just going to delete that one. Send me.
Okay.
I want to make sure it goes smooth. These are very. It's one of those things, and I just explained this to another customer. You're kind of putting yourself out there because when we do, like, let's say when we pay Global Equipment, we pay them before anything ships. So all the checks and balances are done before something ships. In this case, you're kind of saying, hey, I'm going to get delivered and figured out in delivery, which I'm going to do my best for you. But that's why it makes it very complicated because things can always go sideways. So, no, just get the wire. I'll show it to my finder. I'll say, hey, look, there's actually one other item. We got to add it. Is this cool? And I'll get their blessings. So let's add this up, and then hopefully I can go through these issues. I can explain everything. But no, don't ever edit in those wires. So I'll just delete that email. So this equipment is delete it, and just get me the wire and get me the history that shows why, and I'll explain it and do my best. So the other equipment costs. Give me a second. The other equipment costs $11,817.65, correct?
Yes.
It was. Okay. And this equipment all just got delivered last week, correct?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Give me a second. Okay. All right, give me a second. Sorry. I'm trying, I promise. So, yeah, these are just these reimbursements. Like I said, like I like to have everything hashed out, but I can't force people, you know, until it gets delivered. So I can just do my best when it gets delivered. So on this program, we have a few different options. Basically, the way that we can do it is we can basically eat a payment on the program. So instead of you having to do first and last, they'll eat, since you're an existing customer, they'll just do it for first only, which I think is, you know, it saves you a significant amount. Let me give you the options on this, and then you give me your thoughts. If you did something as short as, say, you can do really whatever you want, but let me give you some options. So if you did, give me a second. Okay. So this program, if you wanted it to do 24 months, the payment would be $29.56. If you wanted to do 36 months, it would be $21.28. If you wanted to do 48 months, it'd be $17.30. And then if you wanted to do 60 months, it would be $1,500 flat. This includes the wire saw, what I'm quoting you, includes the drill, what I'm quoting you on.
Mm-hmm. So 36 would be 2100?
36 would be 212841.
Okay. And then it drops for 60 months, it drops to 1500.
Yeah, and 48 splits the difference. 48 is 473089. But you'll have one payment at signing, not two.
Yeah, so at 48 is what again?
48 is 1730.89.
1730. So for $300 a month, I can knock off a year.
Correct.
$400 a month.
Yeah, I mean, it's really whatever you're most comfortable with. I know, like, I just want to give you all the options. The pricing, it's the fun stuff is getting this reimbursed. There's so many moving parts. So that's what I'm going to... But then, you know, just tell me, you don't have to make decisions now. Tell me what you'd like to do, but please get me over, have Schneider get me over that, basically for both wires showing it cleared your account, and for the payments you made on the other equipment, that money clearing the other account so I can match it up.
Okay, I'll do that right now. And also, I have found the other equipment that I needed. Totals around $30,000 or $40,000.
Okay.
So you can work on that too. Yes, as soon as I send them to you.
Yes, you can. Yes, I can.
Okay, so I'll get those over to you right now. I would say, unless Chandra talks me out of it, I would go with the 3 years. But
okay. Yeah, just whatever you want to do. Give me a holler.
Okay. All right. They'll be over to you directly. Thank you, Ruben.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.